Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Sorry, whatever Bible you read, go and read it and come and tell us. But it doesn't work that way. The pastor will hit for himself, and out of the overflow, that's what he shares. So he said, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them, you can see consistency from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are what? So the word of God is live unto us. But it must be found, because if it is found, they become what? Health to all our flesh. The word of God must be found. Jeremiah says that. He said, oh Lord, your word were found, and I did eat them, and they became joy and rejoicing to my soul, because I am called by your name. There is a word concerning wealth. There is a word concerning healing. There is a word concerning victory. There is a word concerning preservation. There is a word. You must find the word. With long life, it will satisfy us and show us his salvation. That's the word for long life and preservation. He said, in the time of plague, he will hide us under his pavilion. You must find that word. And it is applicable in a time like this. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love to touch my eyes. I still touch it. I love to touch my nose. I still touch it. Why? I found something. Say, with my eyes, I will see. So if you can't find it, then apply your sanitizer. You haven't found it yet. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. If you haven't found it, wherever you walk, wash your hand constantly. Eh? But you must find something. You must find something. Hey, I used to get angry. That's a fact. But find something in the world. Because when you find something, you read the place where I say, hunger, rest in bosom of fools. Yeah, you say, hey, that's it. You have to find it. You have to find it. The Bible talks about the use of tongues. So you have to find it. Because when you find it, or you find it, they become life to you. It's applicable to your situation. And they become what? Health. And he now says something. That's why we can't afford not to study the word. He said, keep your heart. Keep it. So it means there are things that comes against our heart. Corruption of the system of this world. There are things that contend for our souls. But keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. A good man. Out of the good, that's what Jesus said. The good treasure of his heart, we fling out good things. If that heart is not clean, then it is evil. He said, an evil man. He said, what comes out of a man is what defile a man. Out of the heart flows thought of murder, lasciviousness, whatever you want to see, they are flung out of the heart. Praise God. So the word of God must be, our decision must premise on the word of God. Third principle today, God's wisdom strengthens the foundation of our lives for a glorious future. It's God's wisdom. It's God's wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 11. It said, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. So I have anger issues. God comes in. He corrects me. He said, don't despise it. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. So when God sends his word to correct us, it's because he delights in us. So it's happy is a man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For our proceeds are better than the proceeds of silver and are gain than fine gold. Can I tell you something today? Education is important. Very, very important. And it's critical to our success in life. But can I just give a caveat? Learning how to pray and learning how to receive instruction from the Lord is greater than education. If you are not educated physically in that real sense, but you know how God speaks, you know how God can instruct somebody to do A, B, C, with it, and you will make success out of your life. That's what I'm trying to say. Praise God. Have you not noticed that? For some of you who have grandparents who can't read and write, but when it comes to the Bible, they have understanding of what the Word of God says. And they are living by it, and they are making success out of their lives. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So she's most precious than rubies. All the things we may desire cannot be compared with her. Length of days is in her hand. Can you read it again? In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are way of pleasantness. Her paths of peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are they who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the heart, and by understanding it established the heavens. So if you read all these things, you know that you can secure your future with God when you find his wisdom. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. And the Bible talks about that future in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. You want to secure the future? Look at what you say. But the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter. So there is a perfect day called the future, but your path shines. He said, the way of the wicked is like darkness. It's not like that. And they do not know what makes them stumble. So God's wisdom strengthens the foundation of our lives for a glorious future. Fourthly, God's wisdom secures our lives from moral failure. God's wisdom secures our lives from moral failure. Please, brother, sister, discipline will prevent nightmares in your life. Discipline prevents nightmares in life. God's wisdom secures our lives from moral failure. And as I read Proverbs 5, Proverbs 6, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 9, 13, and 18. I mean, for me, as someone, I read reflectively. I can find people who are closer to me, who were first class, good, but certain traits crept into their lives, and right before our very own eyes, all those things crumble like a pack of cards. So, Proverbs chapter 5, if you read, please, let me say this ahead of time. Women are not evil. Can I get a witness this morning? Because some people have preached it. They said the same way they dealt with Adam, is this the same way they are dealing with us today? No. Women are good. They are beautiful. Without them, the world will be a mess. That's true. Without women, the world will be a mess. Because men, they just think one way. Women bring perspective. Women spice up life. So if Solomon is using this, he's using it in a hypothetical example of the ones that he has dealt with. Praise God. 300 legal wives. 700. And then many one night stands. How many days are in a year? No, can I have a witness? How many days? So how does that guy cope? Okay. So what is the lesson there? There's no experiment that any of us want to embark on that somebody hasn't done excellently well. Praise God. So the whole of chapter 5, a father speaking to the son. Verse 7 says, therefore hear me now, my children. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Verse 7 says, lest or least aliens be filled with your word and your labor go to the house of foreigners. How many of us here, men, know that adultery is very expensive? It's very expensive. The money you can't spend at home, you spend by the side. And then there are diseases. This morning, Deuteronomy 28 is still solid. It's in the Bible. And there are diseases at the moment that don't have cure yet. We are praying for advancement in medicine. Verse 15 says, drink water from your own cistern. Just do home. Verse 18 says, let your fountains be blessed. Another home. Verse 19 says, as a loving dear and graceful doe, let satisfy you always. We have our kids here now, so why are you? Verse 21, it says, for the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord. So, God knows our address. God knows the thought of our heart. And usually, this is what happened. See, when it comes to that department, let me put it this way. The devil understands. You understand it. The devil understands it. When it comes to that department, what does the Bible say? It says flee. Run. What is flee? You run as if your life is in a danger. What do you do when you see a lion? You run. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, man is a social being, is an emotional being. God wired us. Man is a sexual being. Can I use you to preach? Because that's the most convenient thing. Yeah, stand, please. Yeah. I want you to please look at me. Okay. So, she's my colleague in the office. So, good morning. There is a hug. No. So, if I hug her like this, yours truly, there may not be. That is feces. Iron sparking iron. But by the time I do full gospel hug, that is what? That can lead to what? So by the time she say, give me a hug again. So, please, You see, what the devil does really is to just, we create the space and then he capitalizes on the space. See, let me, no, don't sit down yet. I want to still demonstrate something. You know, sometimes, I know we have relationship because we are relational beings. But, yes, a lot of the time, how does this thing work? Don't allow the handshake to go beyond the elbow. You'll be surprised that it will end up in a wrestling match. Except the person is your child, except the person is your spouse. If you are, for example, you are single, you are going out with someone, and the person is like that every time. That in itself, that is a pre, and you are touching nose. With day one, you touch forehead to forehead. Day two is nose to nose. See, the lesson this morning is very simple. The truth is that God created everything and put it within boundaries. For those who are married, it's the same action, yet they don't feel any guilty about it, any guilt. But those who are not married, except your conscience is here, you feel somehow that there's something within you that says to you that this thing is just not right. Because you don't even have confidence to do it in the public yet. So, all you just have to do is to put boundaries around your life. You know yourself. And some of us, in fact, they don't need to find anything. It is fun. The moment you just see like this, you have, it's fun. So, just keep yourself within the boundaries. If you are in a relationship, keep your relationship within boundaries. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. That's what the Bible says. Eh? Except the man is not alive. When Microsoft touches a man's body, it's like auction. Going, going, going. The man has gone. So you don't, and that's the boundary God has given us. Because see, you don't want to start a job that you can't finish. I said to people, if you look at the subject of sex, what prelude sex? We call it foreplay. Something that happened before you play. So if you are not going to play, why engage in the fore? Praise God. So wisdom in Proverbs 5, Proverbs 6. Eh? In fact, the Proverbs 6, I read something. Proverbs 6:26, it said, for what, by means of a harlot, someone who is ready to give it out, a man is reduced to a crust of bread. It just reminds one of people I know too. He said, uncle, so don't call me uncle. Pemiloruko. So don't call me uncle at all. Just mention my name. So Proverbs 7. Someone said something to me recently, and I told her straight away. I said, if care is not taken, you are gone. And I just responded to her question. I said, you like good perfume. You can smell it in a man. Say, anytime a man wears a very good perfume, she says, I'm just. So, what is all? What is all? You don't get your own? So, that person, the boundary is that you can respond to, you have issues with smell. So you keep the boundary. I don't want to spare your perfume. I want to keep my distance. And how do I keep my distance? I don't want to give room where the two of us can be together in a place. Can I tell you something today? It's psychology. There are, if you are married, please understand it. And it's not an excuse. There are at least four other people you will be attracted to in your lifetime that you are attracted to all over the world. May you never meet them in your lifetime. Did you understand my gist? So if there are about four other people, I will average of four other people that when I see them, the same feeling that I have towards Folake, I will have. And I'm praying I will never meet them because I don't trust myself with myself. Do you understand me? It's as simple as that. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Hey, if you are tempted today, it's not the time to be praying in tongues. Flee. And because we like to spiritualize things. That's why we are doing shobo, 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 and the tongue will reduce over time. See, we are not in our relationship series yet. But I just want to say to, because if there is something that is affecting my generation, our generation at the moment, is the issues around this sex. And we need to talk about it. The church needs to help people. I'm not sure that there can't be any demonic interference, but what I'm just simply saying this morning is that if you are a full-blooded man, a full-blooded woman, or woman, you have tetos running in your, and you need to guard yourself. You need to just guard yourself. Put boundaries around your life. I mean, you are a woman, you are 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. If you are a woman, you should be like bees. And people should be, you should attract people to yourself. Somebody should be able to tell you, your nose is pointed, your teeth is this, And then if you're of the same age, and as a man, you must be reporting every morning. When you wake up, if he doesn't report, then pray. There's no need to deceive yourself. We can't be deceiving ourselves. Even in this room as we sit, we can generate power without generator. So, Proverbs 6, 20 to 34, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 9, 13 to 18, they are just things. God's wisdom will deliver us from moral failures. I mean, I can give practical example of people that I know, my own uncles, aunties, and all that. I mean, it's just when you give the devil a chance and it breaks and you break that edge, it will bite. It will. And there is no end to these things. The same thing for a young man, a young woman. I mean, how many people do we want to sleep with in this day and age? Some people are threatening our young women now that if you don't allow me, I break the relationship. Let them break it. Because I've never seen premarital sex as a means of conviction for a marriage. If somebody can't hold themselves while you are still single, the probability that they won't hold themselves when you are married is very high. And then if you are married and the doctor says you are pregnant, and the doctor says, oh God, don't move near this lady, will he now be distributing to the necessity of the saints? So build boundaries. Honestly, build boundaries around your life. And then, I mean, young men, young women, if somebody is milling around you and they refuse to go and they are not allowing anybody to, ask them the question, what do you want? What do you want? What do, are you looking for? What is your mission? Declare your CV. Declare your manifesto. Put boundaries. I'm serious. Put boundaries. I know, I understand the place of us being social, being interacting with other people, but even in an attempt to do that, please let's learn, glean from God's wisdom, and put boundaries around our life. Don't let people run you on emotional roller coaster. No, don't allow anyone. Lastly today, which is the fifth point, God's wisdom delivers us from insolence living. Proverbs 6:6-19. The Bible says, go to the hand. Go to the hand. There is something. I mean, the hand can plan. The hands can do things. Proverbs 8:12-20. Proverbs 6:6-19. Proverbs 8:12-20. Proverbs 9:7-9. Proverbs 10:22. Insolence means careless living. A life that is lived without direction. But if you read Proverbs 6:6-19, Proverbs 8:12-20, Proverbs 9:7-9, Proverbs 10:22, you just come to that conclusion that the blessings of God will make rich and add no sorrow to our lives. I pray, I mean, with these little words, five things this morning, you'll be able to go back reflectively. And there are many things in the book of Proverbs. I pray that each and every one of us, we will win in life. I said we will win in life. Amen. We will live the life of overcomers that God has designed us to live. And nothing will truncate the plan and the purposes of God in our lives. In Jesus' precious name. Bow down your heads with me as we just pray. Can you just speak to the Lord this morning? Is the strength of our heart, is the strength. I mean, I said earlier on, we may face limitation, but God is limitless. We may somehow feel weak, but God is forever strong, so we can leverage on his strength. We may exhibit imperfection, but God is sure the perfect one, and he can do a work in our lives. Maybe to yourself, to myself, you may appear small, weak, and finite. God is huge, is limitless, is infinite, and he never fails. Father, we engage your wisdom again in our lives as we journey all through this week. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your grace over our lives. Jesus, you are God's wisdom to us, and we leverage on everything that you have given to us. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. God bless you. Have a lovely week.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,